Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Bottom line is this. Minneapolis police, i.e. the Democrats who control Minneapolis, have completely turned over the city to leftists. And they're now forming groups to hunt down anyone, Lee, who appears to support ICE.
Yeah.
One man has been stabbed after being beaten by a mob. You could see that on my feed. Not a cop to be seen. All over the city, I'm going to play audio. And honestly, some of these street stop and frisk operations that they're running, the leftist, I think are really a bigger story than what happened at the church. Because of just the absolute menace. And nowhere are there any police. And we found out why. I saw a hint of this last weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend, Lee. And I was talking about it all last week. Because we actually got a copy of the internal dispatch messages that are sent to Hennepin County deputies, and they were being told where the left-wing mob was as it set fires, vandalized businesses, smashed glass, walking around, and they were told to avoid it. They were given updates. Okay, now they're at this street, so stay away. So we know that was going on. We got a hold of an email over the weekend from county government there in Minneapolis. I'm sorry, city government in Minneapolis, informing bureaucrats that city government, we don't know what unit, is coordinating with the left wing terrorists who are basically forming street militias. So that's critical to remember as I do the show today. You have Democrat-run city government coordinating with the leftist, holding back the police. If you use me for show prep, a lot of you at Red State do, here's your story today. Go dig this up. This is the part our side's missing. I looked into this over the weekend, Lee. I wanted to know, when was the last time one of these violent left-wing street thugs was arrested? I was curious. Have any of them been arrested? Once you see some of the video I'm about to play for you, they are literally walking up to people. One guy wearing just a simple hoodie with the word freedom and an American flag on it. And they're telling him he has to take it off or he'll get hurt. This is going on all over the city. All over the place. And not a single arrest, Lee, since December of 25.
So I don't think what you can refer to in Minneapolis and Minnesota as law enforcement anymore, because they're not enforcing law.
No, the last arrest was December 26. It was a man who I got to look this case up.
I guess it's law avoidance.
It is law avoidance. He apparently conducted a high-speed chase of an ICE officer. The ICE agent was running from him in the car. I don't quite understand that one. They arrested him, but he's never been charged. That was the last person to be arrested. There were no arrests after the church invasion over the weekend. So I want Americans to understand what they're looking at, because I still think our side just does it. We have never seen this before, because we were not taught about communism and socialism and how it works and how they get power in school. We should have entire courses on that. We're not recognizing what we're seeing. We're not understanding what it is that we are seeing. We are seeing, Lee, in Minnesota, the end game of depolicing that I have warned about for years. The reason they want to depolicing is because they want the police out of the way, because they intend to be the police. And the only crime that matters is disagreeing with them.
This is just like the Taliban. I've said this before. This is the Taliban. They're going into houses of worship. They're grabbing people on the streets. They are controlling what are supposed to be otherwise government law enforcement agencies. This is just like the Taliban.
Exactly. And it's being allowed. Let me just play this one, because to me, this is the one that just hit me in the gut, okay? What's ironic is this guy who's wearing a sweatshirt, he is surrounded by an absolute mob of them. There's maybe 25, 30 of them versus him. By the way, he's not white. He's clearly an immigrant. He's brown. He's wearing a shirt, and all it says, Lee, is freedom and an American flag. There's no, Trump hat. There's nothing like that, right?
I've got a hoodie just like that. It's from Under Armour, and it says freedom, and it's got a flag on the back.
Oh, so you saw the video.
I haven't seen the video. This sounds very familiar to me, because I've got in my closet, I've worn it here several times. It's a gray hoodie, and it's got the word freedom on it, and it's got, a flag on the back and the Under Armour logo on the front.
Yep, that's the one.
I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what he's wearing. Okay, I want you to hear this. These are street thugs. Just one example, but this is going on all over Minneapolis. You can see a lot of it on my feed. I just retweeted all of it over the weekend. Take it off.
Take it off.
Nazi. Take it off.
Nazi.
Take it off.
Nazi.
He gave you a chance.
There
you go. I got you.
Get your ass up out of here.
Drop. Okay. So take it off or you're going to get hurt. They take his keys. He takes his shirt off and he takes his hoodie off. Obviously, it's a nice hoodie. He thinks he's going to be allowed to keep it. You can't hear it there. The guy goes no and rips it out of his hand and throws it down on the ground.
The soundtrack of the American Taliban right there.
That's what it is. There's no difference between that and Taliban, except they don't whip you yet.
Oh, well, what about the guy that got beat up?
I mean, I got another one just like it, where if you're displaying any kind of clothing they don't like, they rip it off your body if you won't. I've got the video of Jake Lang, who is a right-wing podcaster, it's just him versus the crowd. He's kicked.
Yeah, beat up.
Beaten and stabbed.
That would otherwise be called a lynching.
Yeah.
If Republicans had done it, or conservatives.
And then, of course, we have the church invasion.
Yeah.
No, think about this. No arrests whatsoever for that. And here's the thing. The feds are having to twist themselves, use two basic laws, twist themselves into pretzels to arrest this guy. That is just absolute classic trespassing. There should be a local arrest with a local ordinance on that.
Right.
And that is why the feds are having to go after these guys. They're not doing an arrest. What does that say? that those guys were not arrested for protesting. The pastor clearly is telling them to leave. They are in violation of the law. I mean, we have, you know, at our church every weekend, we have an armed guard there, and that person will remove you if you are not wanted. And the person, you know, is there to protect worshipers. Obviously, should someone show up with a gun, as has happened in Catholic churches recently. But the person is also there because occasionally we get some not very mentally well people coming in the front door. And God bless them. They're homeless. I know we're supposed to take care of them. And, you know, you could go get some food out the back of the church if you want, but you cannot loudly interrupt the mass.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is just this standard and common. This is churches all over America. And so what this says is the left is establishing the right to interrupt church services.
Well, church services, people, you know, their freedom of movement on public highways and sidewalks, their freedom of expression. Tell me what freedom that basically Democrat policy is now not to squash.
I don't know, Lee, but here's what scares me. I still see a lot of comments from people on our side. Well, just let them ruin their city. I'm going to tell you why we can't let them ruin their city in a minute. You're watching what life will be like on the streets of America, under Democrat one-party rule. Well, that'll never happen, you say. Yes, it will if we ever pass amnesty. Yes, it will. Total power, one-party Democrat-led system like China's, through amnesty of the illegal immigrant population, is so close they could taste it. You're watching on the streets of Minnesota what the streets of America will be like. Left-wing crowds to hunt you down. Lynch mobs in your front lawn, on your front lawn. You call the police. Nobody comes. By the way, Lee, do you remember that report by Obama? It was their template for federalizing the police.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about a lot on this show. And one part I never understood, why did they want to nationalize the 911 system? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't it be local? Because remember, they were going to have all of the police chiefs and the captains paid by them and answering the federal government. Yeah. Why do they want to federalize the 911 system? You're seeing it.
Yep. Pick and choose what laws are enforced or ignored.
The mob is in your yard. They're hanging a noose off the tree. You call 911. No one comes. You fight them off with a gun. Then the police come. They come for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the model. And Americans need to decide how they want to live. They may be a little annoyed about how Trump's talking, you know, negotiating for Greenland. But let me tell you what's better than a lynch mob with torches in your front yard. You call 911. No one answers because that's the alternative. And you're seeing it in Minnesota. But Lee, wait till you hear who the lynch mob targeted. This is incredible. Next.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Remember that stunning $9 billion fraud? Just a Somali community in Minnesota? Stunning tweet over the weekend from head of Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. No, it's not $9 billion. It's looking like more like 19 billion. Let that set in. $19 billion and counting. As the mob rules the streets, an incredible thing happened that we just learned about over the weekend. We've never seen this before. The mob targeted Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Mehmet Oz is, of course, the head of the Office of Medicaid and Medicare. He has been scouting out fraud. He says about half the Medicaid spending, half, in Minnesota is fraud. Half. Remember, Medicaid spending goes for all kinds of things. Goes for hospice, goes for care centers, goes for care homes. Half the spending is fraud. So Dr. Mehmet Oz and Jim O'Neill, who is the Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, were doing a Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley is, of course, the young man who's been posting all those great videos where he just, and he's dropped two more, he just goes to various places and Somali businesses that are getting millions of dollars, and there's nothing there. It's a storefront. It's a small room. It's not a healthcare center. It's not a daycare. There's no vehicles to transport people for health transportation. The latest one that just came out, he literally, Nick Shirley and Dave, his sidekick, literally go down the street. It's like every other business is total fraud. They'll walk in. This is supposed to be here. That's supposed to be, none of it is there. The owners will claim, oh, no, we don't have a business like that. Well, it says right here you do, and you got $1.2 million last year. Okay. So Dr. Mehmet Oz and Jim O'Neill, they try to trace Nick Shirley's path. And they're going to these Somali-owned businesses. One building in particular is supposed to contain $400 million worth of Somali healthcare businesses. As soon as they pull up to it, they're boxed in by violent left-wing activists who taunt them, spit at them, and threaten them. Folks, this is the deputy secretary, the number two in charge of Health and Human Services and the head of the Medicaid and Medicare Center, Dr. Mehmet Oz. You know the guy from TV? Trump appointee. And they thug out on him. And the police don't come as they're boxed in and threatened for simply trying to go inside and verify, hey, there's no real businesses here.
There was menace. We got back in our cars. People were honking at us. A car followed us for a long time. There was definitely a vibe that they were just against anyone looking around, like hiding something, just even all the people in the parking lot.
Have you ever seen anything quite like this in your time?
No, nothing like this.
The mob mentality is stunning. And I don't even know if these folks are from Minnesota. These are professional agitators. They have a little network, not a little network, pretty big network from what I can tell. But we were only there for a minute or two, and there were already people showing up and beginning to surround the cars we were in. And we got out just to look around. That didn't last very long. And why would you not want me to look? Like, what are you worried about? I'll tell you, as a heart surgeon, the first thing you do when there's a complication and someone else calls you in to help out, another surgeon, you open the wound. You put the light in. Because we can't see if we can't have exposure to the problem. To do that, you need to actually look around. I know I've seen footage of what's inside this building that we weren't allowed to go into, which is a concerning issue by itself. And it's just empty rooms with, you know, one computer terminal. It's obviously these are sham businesses. No one can do that kind of business out of these areas. And that's why I begin to question whether the infrastructure is rotted out of Medicaid in Minnesota. And if you don't allow fraudulent activity to be rooted out, what ends up happening is they don't just steal your money, they steal your life.
These left-wing protesters thugged out on them to keep them from investigating the fraud. This is where we are, folks. And you were the one stolen from. Understand, 9 out of 10 of those Medicaid dollars in Minnesota, that's federal money. The Democrat Party is a criminal enterprise. And they thug out on you. And folks, We know why the police didn't come because we have the internal emails now that admit that the city government is coordinating with the left-wing agitators to make sure the police don't come. We have that in writing. This, folks, I want you to understand this. This is how America will work if we ever pass amnesty. Why? It will give them the total power they seek. This is why Democrats want depolicing. You're seeing the end game in Minneapolis. They intend to be the police. The only crime is disagreeing with them or coming after the fraud they're committing. And the punishment, as we learned this weekend so far, is public harassment, beatings, stabbings, car ramming, menacing. The real police are held back by Democrat leaders, i.e. no response to 911 calls for help, so the leftist mob can police the streets. These are exactly the tactics they claim police use, except the left-wing mob is the police now. Again, the only crime is to disagree or go after Democrat fraud. Folks, if Democrats ever get total power after the amnesty for illegal immigrants they seek, this is how America will work. The lynch mob will be in your front yard. Folks, Tom Homan, head of ICE, has already said, I can't live with my wife. A mob of 1,000 showed up on my front yard. I had to move out. She's in too much danger, folks. Watch this. Understand this. Know what it will be like to live in this country if they ever get total power. You say the wrong thing, you hang out with the wrong people, you have the wrong pastor, and the lynch mob's in your front yard. So to recap, folks, not a single arrest, not one of any left-wing thug street protester since December 26th in Minneapolis. Meanwhile, the lefty street thugs followed Dr. Mehmet Oz. He is Donald Trump's head of Medicaid and Medicare. He came to Minnesota to investigate the fraud himself. They boxed him in, screamed, threatened, spat at him and Jim O'Neill, who is the deputy number two in charge, Health and Human Services Secretary. They merely were visiting a site, $400 million annual subsidies from the federal government. There's nothing there. It's a big building. They tried to go inside. They were surrounded by left-wing loons who then followed them throughout the city after boxing them in and intimidating them. You call the police, no one comes. You call the police and no one comes. Folks, how long have I been telling you that this is how they did the Russian Revolution? Russia is the template. It took 20 years of this to get to total control by the Marxist. Exactly what you're seeing now, started talking about during George Floyd. The reason they're using, the Democrats are using Russia as the pre-Soviet Union, the 20-year run-up to the revolution, instead of China, is because Russia was a heavily armed nation with a very strong military service base. A lot of soldiers. Marxists, no way, no how, could have fought them. They would have been decimated on the battlefield. They needed a new way to take over. So they used mobs like this. You vote to convict one of them, the mob's going to be your living room that night. They'll torture you in front of your children. They'll lynch you in your front yard. There were over 22,000 of these torture and lynching sessions in pre-Soviet Russia. People became so afraid, police officers, judges, juries, politicians. The female torturers, the Marxist torturers, became infamous. They were horrible. They would literally boil you in your backyard. The left is working up to this. Oh, see, look, we have the right. Yeah, no, we can come to your church. We could be at your church. The mob can come for an ICE agent. By the way, what would they have done if they found him? I don't know. But Democrat Keith Ellison, Muslim, and the highest ranking law enforcement official in the state of Minnesota, says church ambushes, nah, Christians just going to have to get used to them.
Protest is fundamental to American society. This country started in a protest. And, you know, it's freedom of expression.
It's people trespassing.
Have a right to lift up their voices and make their peace.
It's trespassing.
And none of us are immune from the voice of the public. So I, quite honestly, I think that you got the First Amendment, freedom of religion, and the freedom of First Amendment, freedom of expression. And I think that, you know, it's just, I think it's just something that you got to live with.
No charges. None. No criminal charges filed. No criminal charges filed for the left menacing, boxing in, and threatening Dr. Mehmet Oz and Jim O'Neill.
There was menace. We got back in our cars. People were honking at us. A car followed us for a long...
No charges. No police come. This is your future, America. You can decide. You got to decide. You got to pick. Got to pick one. This is how they will run the country. This is how they will run the country. Here's what it sounded like inside that Minneapolis church.
Renee Good! Renee Good! Renee Good! Renee Good!
Hands up!
Hands up!
Hands up, don't shoot was a lie. It didn't happen. That's been proven and admitted to by the Obama administration. There's no justice for Renee Good. No justice for her. What are you talking about justice for Renee Good? Why? They're asserting the right to hit you with their car if they're mad. And as long as, you know, you're not, you just get a little hip injury, get a little torso bleeding. As the mayor explained, I've seen worse injuries from running into a refrigerator. It's okay. They're normalizing this because they want to be able to end up in our front yards with torches. And you call the police and no one comes. I don't know how far they're going to take this, but I'll tell you what, folks. If they're willing to intimidate the head of Medicaid and Medicare to thug out on him, I think sky's the limit with them. And listen to what Dr. Mehmet Oz is saying about what they're finding about who is behind this fraud, Democrat fraud, Medicaid fraud, and how big it is. I'll have that coming up next. This is going to blow your mind. Folks, and this is beyond Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, saying they think the fraud, the Democrat fraud in Minnesota alone is $19 billion, not $9 billion. That's the old estimate from a couple of weeks ago. $19 billion. Go there and try to investigate from the federal government. They'll sick their street mobs on you. I don't recognize this America. But it looks exactly like what the Marxists were doing in the run-up to the Russian Revolution. And that is why, folks, a heavily armed, military-trained society in Russia allowed them to roll right in. After 20 years of this, the fear was so great on the individual level that the lynch mob would show up at your home. They were allowed to roll right into power. People don't understand that. They think, well, it was... you know, vote counting and fraud. And it was, they did vote counting, fraud, all of that. But that's why there wasn't pushback, because of the terror. And they're building up to it now. Democrat street thugs. Folks, remember this, it's going to get worse. As Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, tells us, no, the fraud in Minnesota alone is $19 billion. Not nine, 19 over the weekend. She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Dr. Mehmet Oz and other federal officials on the ground, boxed in by Democrat street thugs. No one comes when you call the police. Police have arrested no one since December 26th. And they're at a particular building, $400 million a year total. Somali businesses, mostly healthcare businesses. There's nothing there. They know that from Nick Shirley's video. So they want to go around, you know, knock on the door, see if anyone will let them in. They are boxed in, spat at, threatened, intimidated, and then followed. I can't investigate.
There was menace.
Yeah, there's menace. Why? How big is this Democrat fraud? We're going to try to wrap our minds around this from about five different directions today on the show. No less than four countries' criminal gangs are believed to be involved in Democrat state after Democrat state.
And we're seeing this not just in Minnesota, we're seeing it around the country. But here's the part I want you to hear clearly. These aren't just small-time, you know, Americans making mistakes in their ethics. These are foreign criminal gangs that are involved in these activities. In Southern California, where there's been a sevenfold increase in hospice. I'll say that again. Seven times more hospice just over the last couple of years. Are there seven times more people dying in Southern California? The Russian-Armenian gangs built up a massive mafia business there. In Southern Florida, they've got Cubans working hand-in-hand with these fraudulent durable medical equipment suppliers. There are 20 times more of these suppliers of wheelchairs and canes than there are McDonald's. I mean, how many people need wheelchairs in Southern Florida? And that was also, again, driven by the Cuban government, we believe. And here in Minnesota, you have Somalians who don't have the same cultural resistance to fraud, we believe. I'm not going to speak for the Somalians, but I've been told this by Somalis, that allows them to feel comfortable stealing from the government. In fact, if you're not taking from the government, it's your fault. And so that's the kind of problem that we're now facing as a nation. Again, this money is leaving the country. We don't know what it's being used for. But I'd much rather this Medicaid money be directed to Medicaid beneficiaries, hospitals, and others who really are licensed to do good than...
We're getting robbed blind, folks. I'm not even sure we should have a national debt at this point.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.